این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar. Imam Khomeini's speech to seekers of knowledge. The path of Allah is that path where man in all his striving or determining of intelligence, average strivings, ideal strivings of place, practical strivings achieves guidance. If people remain on this right path, then they are for Allah. That path is the path of Allah. Whoever will be on this path will be for Allah. Even so, that every part of man, all of his actions, all of his movements, all of his thoughts and all of his connections or links will be for Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that what makes hardships easy to bear is the fact that we tolerate them for the sake of Islam. Now, in this part of speech, he has clearly said that there are hardships in the life, and definitely we can see these hardships in all parts of the life, in all aspects of the life. No matter a person is Christian, Jew, Muslim, Hindu, or even if they are atheist, they have hardships. But the point is, these hardships are ease for some people, and these hardships are really hard to bear for the others. For those who think that it is easy to bear, it is because of Islam, especially when Imam Khomeini is saying, obviously we know that he was the leader of the Islamic revolution, and this revolution has given so many sacrifices, so it is not easy to tolerate all these things. These many people who lost their lives, and there were many people who had these hardships. Why they bear all these things? It was all for the sake of Islam. And those who do this, therefore, there is specific reward for them. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi. In chapter 5, verse number 124, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. And those who perform the good deeds from the men and women, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and he is from the believers, from the Muslims. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, therefore for them, يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, therefore they will enter the paradise. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا, and not they will be wronged. So there is a reward, and the reward is entering to the paradise. And that is the best reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken for us. And we need to gain that reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to be successful. Therefore, when we are Muslim and we need to follow Islam, this Islam itself is a matter of peace. It gives us peace in this world and in hereafter. Following Islam give me inner peace in this world, in this material world where I am living, because I know that the actions that I'm performing, the help which I'm doing for the others, or the favors that I'm giving to others, the sacrifices that I'm making, these are not useless. There is a reward for it, and I will get that reward in hereafter. It will help me in my grave, and that's what Islam is all about. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illa